You are listening to a summary of From Buying Growth to Building Value, a report by Jens Kengelbach, George Keenberg, Kettle Gerstad, Jesper Nielsen, Decker Walker, and Stuart Walker.
A global recovery is helping the value of mergers and acquisitions to grow across a broad geographic and industry spectrum. While the number and size of deals are on the rise, history shows that most transactions fail to add value or achieve anticipated synergies. To avoid the pitfalls that often come with buying and integrating companies, acquirers need to devote significant time and energy to the process. Boston Consulting Group professionals offer timely research and advice to firms looking to create growth and value, and Get Abstract recommends their expert work to corporate executives and strategic planners.
The transaction value of mergers and acquisitions in 2014 rose 20% over the previous year to nearly $2 trillion, and 2015 promises to be another robust year. North American-based companies led the pack in 2014 with an 18% annual increase in M&A to reach $1 trillion in total deal value. The Asia-Pacific region scored an impressive 50% rise, totaling nearly $330 billion. Three trends underscored 2014's global market. First, the highest premiums and values occurred in deals in which firms sought to add or enter hot high-tech markets. Second, energy firms and financial institutions were adapting to a new normal of low oil prices and interest rates through M&A. Third, the search for consolidation and the hunt for innovation saw pharmaceutical companies buying small firms with early-stage, potentially lucrative drugs, while consumer goods, media and telecommunications businesses sought established companies that could aid growth. Between 1990 and 2014, firms that acquired businesses grew an average of 6% per year, versus 5% for those that invested strictly in organic growth. And while non-acquirers increased their operating profit 9% on average, acquirers saw average gains of 15%. The more companies they bought, the faster their earnings rose. But many studies conclude that often, acquisitions actually destroy value, as hoped-for synergies fail to materialize. Poor target choice, inadequate deal preparation, and bad market timing contribute to the problem. Acquirers should understand the relevant industry, develop a strategy, focus on quantifying value, analyze the target thoroughly, and review numerous candidates before targeting one. Once the acquisition closes, the complicated challenge of post-merger integration, PMI, within a relatively short time frame remains. Markets believe firms that conclude two or more deals within a five-year period are better at PMI, and these serial acquirers achieve higher relative total shareholder return than one-time buyers. Acquisitions during periods of low economic growth and low market volatility show greater returns than those that occur at times of high growth and high volatility. Communication is also critical, since shareholders are more likely to assess a deal positively if they know the context, reasoning, and expected synergies behind it. Firms should not engage in M&A simply because competitors are doing it, especially if they have little experience or expertise in this area.